Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Correct.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Barbara Ward, who is a AAA traffic safety specialist, and she's talking about an event that's coming up on Friday, which is next Friday, November 22nd from 10 to 1 at Adelphi's University's Performing Arts Center. Actually, it'll be outside or inside?
It'll be inside the Performing Arts Center.
Inside it, okay.
But again, please mention the parking. You're going to park at the Garden City Pool.
Right.
And be shuttled
That's
over
very
for free.
Important.
Free continuous
very
shuttle
important.
Service.
And the pool is at 52 Cherry Valley Avenue.
And there will be shuttle buses taking you to the Performing Arts Center.
Correct. Right. Continuous shuttle buses.
I just have to do one thing I forgot. This is on this item. Please forgive me.
Are you registering for the event?
No. But I'll probably be there. I can't be there. We're on the show.
So while you do, okay.
Yeah, no, go,
no, I was talk. Just going to repeat the info. All right. Again, if you're home listening to this right now, please pick up the phone and call and register for this event.
Just hold on one second.
Nick?
Yes, how you doing, John?
Good. I can't talk to you really right now. I'm on the radio, but I forgot to call you for your birthday. And I knew it was your birthday, and I figured I'd wait until I could give you a big shout-out. So, happy birthday, Nick. Whoever's listening this morning knows it's your birthday, and that's it.
Happy birthday, Nick. Happy birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday to Nick. I will talk to you later on.
Okay.
Goodbye.
He didn't seem too amused. Tell him about the Keeping the Keys Senior Expo, please.
Now, he actually called me four times yesterday, and I didn't return his call yet.
Really?
So I will later on this afternoon. But this sounds like a tremendous thing. It really is.
It's going to be wonderful. And again, it's a positive spin. So
right.
our
will
expo.
Will you speak?
I will not be speaking. There will be professional people, like
but
I said.
But you will be there.
I will be there, absolutely. But the speakers, AAA National, the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety
right.
Committee, New York State DMV, and then two medical professionals who we're going to talk about, again, the aging process, how things change as we age as far as, you know, vision, reaction time, judgment, ways to compensate for those changes.
Right.
There'll be a lot on medicines, over-the-counter or prescription drugs and
I
how
think
they
it's,
may
it's,
interact.
It's a day that you shouldn't miss.
Absolutely.
I'm agreeing, 100%.
After the radio program is over, you can go.
What time
right.
does the radio show end?
12.
12, okay. So
no.
by the time you get over there, you have a few, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Look, it's again, the exhibitors, NYU Langone will be there doing free blood pressure screenings.
Right.
We have a couple of physical therapists who will be doing balance testing and measuring
balance
neck and back pain.
Balance testing is very important
it's
for
very
me.
It's very important. And again, all this stuff, you know, there's no cost for this. It's all free. I mentioned to Ruth free refreshments in the morning.
Right, right.
So
right.
arrive
but
at
9:30. But you're gonna miss that, John.
I'll miss
because
that.
I'll make you a doggy bag.
Well, I think you know the other thing which we brought up already, but I just want to repeat it again, mm-hmm. is when you're talking with doctors in reference to medication, mm-hmm. bring a list.
Yes.
Of your medications. Don't say I think I'm taking this because it comes down to. Like milligrams or ounces or whatever it is. You know, if you're taking 5 milligrams and I'm taking 10.
And you should keep a list in your wallet.
Always.
Right.
Always in
and
case.
And a laminated list.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on an index card and
right.
have it laminated.
That's a good point because then it doesn't get all mushed up.
Right.
And also something that's important I like to remind seniors is if you're prescribed a new medication, you should, after taking it, wait 24 hours to see how you may react to that medication.
That's a good idea.
Before getting behind the wheel. You want to know how
that's
you
That's a very good idea.
Reacting.
That's a good point. Because
yeah.
it doesn't say there's a reaction, but you personally
Everyone's
can have one.
Different.
You
Everybody's
know.
Different.
Everyone is unique.
Right.
Yeah, and when it comes to certain, honestly, when you come to certain drugs, I remember years ago I was in the hospital. I don't remember what it was for. But the poor man next to me was going out of his mind because he had like 4 or 5 different doctors. This has to be 30 years ago. He had 4 or 5 different doctors. and then one would come in and say, you can't take B because you're taking A and take him off and switch his drug. And the next one would say, what did they give you that for? Mm-hmm. But nobody talked collectively.
Right.
And this poor man, he was beside himself. Oh, no, you can't do that. Who gave you this? You got to take this. Mm-hmm. So now your blood pressure's up. So they give him something with the blood pressure, but then cholesterol went through. Oh, my God, the poor man. I felt terrible for him. Yeah. So I'm like, can't somebody? And again, this is years ago, maybe 40 years ago. I didn't know enough. I'm like, can't somebody just sit down and take them all? And give this man some sort of a cocktail that makes sense with what his condition was.
Yep.
Today, at least, I mean, Christina has different ones, and we're talking about drugs and interact. I mean, you can do it a little bit better.
Yeah.
What people don't pay attention to when you put down your drugs, you also have to put down your supplements, like the...
the vitamins?
Vitamins.
Okay.
Even though you don't think. You know, a vitamin C and a vitamin B or whatever you're taking, they also can throw off something.
Sure.
It's an important thing to add to.
Sure.
You know, people don't think that it's going to make a difference, vitamin D, but it does.
So when you get home, log on to AAA.com/RoadWiseRx, enter all your meds, and then you'll get a little report on how they may interact with each other how they would affect your driving ability.
That's a nice, you know what, too, now I'm giving people a hint. Seriously. You send out a holiday card to people this year, put that on it. That's a wonderful gift to somebody. I'm thinking of you. Everybody has a computer. Go on the. You're not asking any personal information.
Right.
But think about it.
It's all anonymous.
Nope. I'm going to go on and find out, you know, here's what, you know. I think it's a great idea. This is invaluable. Golden nuggets.
Golden nugget.
A golden nugget.
That's true.
Finding
That's
out today.
True. So again, adult children of seniors or seniors, all are welcome, whether you're a member or not a member.
Right.
And it's free. And again, it's next Friday, November 22nd, from 10 to 1. Refreshments will be served at 9:30. Free refreshments, Ruth.
Right.
And if you're going to register, please park at the Garden City Pool, 52 Cherry Valley Avenue.
The
parking lot may be tight because school is in session. But
yes.
Not to worry. Park at the pool. Continuous shuttle service will take you right to the Performing Arts Center. Come in. Have a bite to eat. Cup of coffee, then we'll get you into the panel of experts at 10. It'll be a wonderful presentation. There'll be time for questions and answers.
And then you can go out for lunch after it's over.
Well, you'll come out and you'll do the exhibits. You'll visit all the exhibitors,
get
your balance tested, your blood pressure screening. I mentioned Arthritis Foundation will be there. Project Independence will be there with all of their services that are offered to the town of North Hempstead that, you know, I hope that most seniors know about the services because a lot of them are just so, so wonderful. So,
14,500, though. No.
That's right.
No, I agree with you. The services are just tremendous, and every week we bring on more and more of them. I don't know if you mentioned this before. I know you're involved with the CoFIT. Can people do CoFIT directly, or it's only through the town?
Well, it's a program.
I know it's your program, but I don't have to do it through the town. If I wanted to have a CoFIT for me or some senior wants it, can they call AAA?
You have to go to a CoFIT place.
Yeah, we usually do 5 or 6 a year.
But like Shari works with us whenever.
Yeah, and if
so
you call 311, Shari.
If you call 311, somebody wants to do a CoFIT, can have it done.
Like
okay,
I
that's
said,
what I was.
We partner with Shari and Project Independence, and we do it at the Clinton G. Martin Pool
in
New York.
Okay.
At least once a year. This program was put together with AAA, AARP, and the American Occupational Therapy Association. And again, it's a fantastic program. The senior will come in their own vehicle.
Right.
It takes 20 to 30 minutes, and a technician will go through a 12-point checklist. They're looking to see if you're comfortable, if you can reach everything comfortably, that you have a good line of sight over the steering wheel, that you can reach the gas and brake, you're not stretching.
Right, right.
Because then you're causing your leg to get fatigued and maybe cramps will have, you know. So it's a wonderful program. And
the best part of that program, which is the spookiest from the very beginning, is your side view mirrors.
Yes.
I'm just gonna say.
We will teach you how
to
adjust
them. You push them out so much, you don't see anything. But in the back rear view mirror, you see a car coming. Then you see him in your side view mirror. By the time he disappears, the front of his car is at your passenger door.
Or you'll pick
you
him
have
up
to and turn you catch your, him. Your
you
head.
Never yes. lose sight of him.
You yes. have to turn your head.
You always have to turn your
no,
head.
No, not with this. With this, you don't.
Well,
prior. You're saying prior.
We still want you to turn your head. Always. Oh, because, okay. you know, always. But you won't have to turn it as far.
Oh, okay. Okay.
okay? But I understand what you're saying. You're never, that car changing lanes is never going to leave the sight.
It's amazing.
It's going
it
to either
really
be
is.
In your rear view or your side, or you'll see it through your peripheral vision. But
right.
Don't get out of the habit of turning your neck a little to just double check.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Because most people want half their car in this. And well, you never saw the guy.
They think the car goes away. If they don't see it in their side mirror, it's not there anymore. It's there. All right, but blind spots can't be eliminated. They can be drastically reduced, mm-hmm. and that's what we try to educate the seniors on.
Okay.
But you still want to complete that
check
by turning your neck.
Yeah,
and
what
do you think of the enlarged
the panoramic mirrors? They will help. It's not going to eliminate any blind spots, but it will give you a broader view of what's going on behind and around the car. So it's helpful.
You know what's helpful also now with some of the newer cars? When you signal, and if there's somebody there, it beeps, so you can't get over.
That's
I'm picking up a new car today. I'm picking up a new car today.
Are you really? Oh, good. Congratulations.
Yeah, you may have many new vehicle technologies.
I know.
I would suggest not leaving the dealership until you are taught how to use them.
I told them they have to write it down.
No, really.
Okay,
because if you have these technologies but you don't know how to use them properly, they will not be beneficial. So make
sure
you leave, they show you. Any questions you have, you ask them. That's their job. Don't leave the lot and not know how these things operate, because they're not going to help you or they're going to scare you.
Mm-hmm.
And it is confusing.
I think so.
It is confusing. Yeah. It's confusing to young drivers, so it can be very overwhelming. Absolutely.
And change is very confusing to a senior.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I agree. Oh, congratulations then. So next time you're here, you'll be with your new wheels. I like it.
New hair.
Exciting.
New
oh, my God.
New shade of lipstick.
I know.
Ruth is going to be set.
She's going wild with herself. Anyway, this has been wonderful. Again, I'm just repeating the date. Friday, November 22nd from 10 to 1. Call 516-873-2364 or visit AAA.com, New York Senior Expo, NY Senior Expo. Parking will be at 52 Cherry Valley Avenue. This is a must-go to. Keeping the Keys is what it's called.
Free.
And it's free. 100% with food.
It's free, educational, beneficial.
Terrific.
Please come. Please come.
Barbara, I want to thank you so much. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.